Say hide. Now, turn to your neighbor and say, are you hiding? So the Bible says the word of the Lord came and he said, go eastward and hide yourself by the brook Cherith. Again, turn to your neighbor and they say, sometimes God wants you to hide. Now, I just want to share this. In the prophetic ministry, there is a moment God hides you. Imagine this man is called Elijah. He was more prayerful than some of you here, and he was more anointed than even some of you. But God said, go and hide. Now, I want you to understand this, that we have a lot of people who have a lot of questions, and some of you wondering why things are not happening as you thought they would happen. And some of you are shocked. It is because God is putting you at a place called Cherith. The word Cherith means a place of isolation, a place of abandonment, a place where you are forgotten, a place of no acknowledgement. It also means a place of no visitation. Can you imagine the whole Supreme God? He tells somebody called Elijah to go in Cherith, which means a place of no visitation, a place of abandonment, a place of isolation. God says, go there. Have you ever thought about it? If it was some of you thinking, why does God put me in this place? Now let's go ahead with the reading of the scripture. Now the Bible says in verse 4, and it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded ravens to feed you there. Ravens are birds. They fly and eat meat. They're the most stingy birds in the world. And God says he has commanded them to feed Elijah. I want you to embrace a moment of Cherith. A moment of Cherith is a moment most believers do not want to be. It is a place when God allows you to be forgotten by people, not to be appreciated. Sometimes what you do and you put your efforts, they are not seen, because God knows you need this moment. It is a moment in the prophetic ministry when God takes you, he puts you at a place where nobody cares about you. It is this moment that a lot of people give up, they begin to regret, they start going down because they do not want a place of Cherith. But I want to tell you this. You need this moment. Come on, tell your neighbor. Say, are you at Cherith? Have you been there? What are they saying? I would understand if this was a person telling Elijah. But this is our Supreme God telling Elijah. He says, go and hide. Go at a place of no visitation. A place where your father, your brother, your sisters, including your friends, will not even think about you. There is a place in the prophetic ministry. Am I speaking to somebody right here? Remember, this message is going to somebody. When actually God wants you to cut off certain friends, to cut off certain people, because God is about to write a new dimension for you. So God will cut off certain people around you because he wants to teach you something. It is at Cherith where you begin to learn, I do not need a friend. In fact, I do not need that person over there. Am I talking to somebody here? Now, let me repeat this. At Cherith, It is a place where God wants to prove to you, you do not need people around you. In fact, people who think they give you meat, they don't matter at this stage. God can raise ravens. God, he can raise people you never thought about. God can raise things, connections you never dreamt about. God can raise opportunities you never thought they can be created. You don't need those people anymore. You don't need that neighbor anymore. You don't need a friend anymore. It is at here, at Cherith, that you begin to learn about the ways and the doings of the kingdom of God. Somebody say, I hear you, my prophet. There are many times God has put me at Cherith. So many moments. I just finished my Cherith last year. And that was not the first one. Another one is coming. Sometimes it can be 1 week, sometimes 1 year, sometimes 2 years, but they are important. God, even if you want to force things with the people, they won't force themselves, they will all disappear. And you might think it's a problem. It's not. God is working something unique. Can you imagine a moment? Like, I don't know what's going on with me now. It's like everything is going down. Especially men of God. You see, they even start stressing. Do you know this time? This is a man. Are you here? This is a man, Elijah. This is a man who, he was preaching to kings. He would go and speak to a man of God. Called Elisha. He had all these men of God around him. In fact, he had a school of prophets. They all disappeared. He would go and speak to a king. A man had the audacity of preaching at the palace. All those connections disappeared. The man was thought to be at a place of nobody, a place of abandonment. A place where you can actually start stressing. It is at this point that God began to show him that I can raise ravens. Don't worry about this woman. Don't worry about that aunt. Don't worry about that uncle. Don't worry about that brother. I am the Lord your God. I can raise opportunities you never thought I can raise. I can raise a people you never thought I can raise. Somebody shout. I'm talking to somebody right here. God told me to speak to somebody now because I have someone I'm addressing this message to. It's like you think you are all alone. God wants you to be all alone. It is here at Cherith that something's going to happen around you. Sometimes I hear you, prophet. Say, Cherith. Say, a place of loneliness. Say louder, a place of loneliness. A place of abandonment. A place of rejection. You'll be alone there. You try to start this, no one cares. Like, what's going on over here? Imagine Elijah opening a fellowship at Cherith. No one will come. He will be alone there. I don't know why. I think I'm rejected. You know what is happening right now? God is trying to cook. God is cooking something. I have a message for you. God is what? You think the life of Elijah is finished? No, we'll hear about him again in town after. You didn't hear me. Very soon we'll hear about him where? In town. We'll hear about him very soon again, standing before the king. His life is not finished. His career is not finished. His destiny is not finished. It is a season of hiding. It is a season of hiding. Somebody shout, yeah! Imagine God wants you to hide and you want to make yourself available everywhere. Tell your neighbor, are you at Cherith? Cherith is a place of what? Abandonment, rejection, loneliness. There's a certain woman. The reason why God allowed you to be alone until now and things to be happening the way they're happening right now is that you did not realize it is just a season. It is not forever. God is working something around you. There is a baking and a cooking around you that nobody has ever seen. The moment the Lord is done with you, you shall come out. No one has ever seen this. Nobody has ever seen this. Somebody shout, yes! Yeah! The Bible says you are what? Do you know the meaning of set apart? That word itself means rejection. Can you imagine amongst 100, God removes you and puts you apart? That metaphor on its own, it is telling you that you are rejected by the 99. Am I talking to somebody? You are not part of the 99. And now you're trying to force yourself into the 99. Tell your neighbor, I am in a season. So leave me alone. Ask your neighbor, why are you forcing yourself around me? If you're going in this season, sometimes your wife can even divorce you. It is, listen to me, I'm telling you, sometimes unpleasant things can happen. Unpleasant things can happen. God wants you as you are. And sometimes bad things, you may actually wake up in the morning and say, what's going on around me? What is happening around me? It is not forever. It is that season. And I will show you why. Because God cannot do something without a reason and a purpose. There must be a reason and a purpose. Why is Elijah alone? Why is God saying, go and hide yourself? Go and be alone. This is a man who, after hiding, people may think Elijah was afraid. That's why he was hiding. You are joking. Because the man, when he finished the hiding, he walked out back into the city. And he met soldiers who were looking for him. And he said, if I be a man of God, may fire consume you. And the fire consume the enemy. Do not play around with the men and women who God has put them into hiding. When they come out, their comeback is dangerous. Somebody shout out, receive it. When Elijah finished his hiding, when he walked out, the Bible says, people began to say, hey, man of God. He said, who, man of God who? He said, if I be a man of God, may fire consume you. But this is when he came out from what? He could have done this before hiding. But how can a man with such power and fire go into hiding? It was beyond hiding. Because he had the ability to call fire anytime. But why did God put him to the hiding? There was a unique purpose that I want you to see from here. Now let's continue reading the scripture. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. Let's read together there. Continue reading. For he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into Jordan. In verse 6. Who brought him the food? The most stingy beds. The most stingy. The most selfish. At here, where God puts you alone to be alone, it is a place when God will begin to open opportunities The most selfish opportunities you never thought would open up for you. The most difficult businesses that you never thought you would make them. The most brilliant ideas you never thought you would have them. It is at Cherith, when you were alone, abandoned and rejected, people gossiping about you, people talking about you. It is a place when, oh, glory be to Yahweh. I prophesy into your spirit. I talk into your spirit. My spirit is talking to your spirit. Something is happening at you. Do you know, you may be in any other ministry, but you may be prophetic. You know that, right? And you may be in prophetic and not be prophetic. You may be in a prophetic church and behave not prophetic. Because it is this dimension where you need to know, why is God pushing you at a place of abandonment, rejection? Everything here is not working. You're trying everything else, but you're alone. Oh, isolated and abandoned and rejected. And sometimes you feel like giving up because looks like everything is not working according to how you thought things would work. And in fact, even your friends, they seem to be doing well than you. And sometimes you even get confused because even the people you ever trusted so much, they don't care anymore. But it is this season and this time that you need to learn and realize that God is trying to push away some certain people out of you so that he can talk to you. Because if these people were around you, all you would be hearing about or from could be these people. But now God wants to talk to you. He wanna deal with you. He wanna communicate to you. He wanna resonate with you. He wanna sit with you. He wanna show you the way. He wanna show who you are. You are not what they think you are. You are not what you think you are. You are what God says you are. It is this moment you realize he can even command ravens to come to your rescue. I came with a voice of a prophecy to somebody today. God says, I must tell you, do not worry, do not fear. You're not alone in this. The Lord is with you. Don't care about what people think or say about you. You needed that. You needed that rejection. You needed it. You needed it. You needed it. Because God is working out something great. Somebody shout, I receive it. Now, let me finish with this. Let's go into the reading of the word. So, there, ravens brought him bread and meat. And he drank from the brook. Then the word says, can you read verse 7, Harold?
And it happened after a while that the brook dried up.
Wait a minute. Are you seeing what I'm talking about? Even the remaining thing you are relying upon, it also what? The smallest business you are standing and believing God upon, it also vanishes. You are already abandoned. The only thing you have is this little water, and then it also what? Dries. Tell your neighbor, do not mistake this level of Cherith with being abandoned by God. Continue reading.
And it happened after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land.
Okay, go ahead, reading.
Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, arise, go to Salem, which belongs to Sidon.
See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Now, I want you to tell the neighbor, if you have a neighbor, I want you to tell that neighbor, say, are you seeing the doings of God? No, tell them again, say, are you seeing the doings of God? Imagine God is commanding you not to go to a billionaire. He's also commanding him to go to what? Are you seeing something here that is important? Can you imagine? This is a whole prophet. And God commands him, says, the water is finished. Now go to a widow. And he goes to a widow's house. And the widow says, hey, man of God, the only food I have is this one. If I eat it, I would die. And my child will die. Why was God doing all this? It was a baking time. God was baking Elijah. Tell your neighbor, I am being baked. The way you are talking, not convincing. Now look at your neighbor. The neighbor looks like your neighbor is part of those people who are rejecting you. So your neighbor, you are the one major one is talking about. Say, I don't need you. Say, I'm okay here at Cherif. Are you here, somebody? You'll be like, what is going on? You see, God just shakes. People begin to laugh, joke, lie, accuse. A lot of things begin to happen at once. Problems after problems. You're broke, drying up. Things not seeming to be moving well. Everything. Some of us who are matured in the prophetic, we actually know that this is a sign that God has called me into a prophetic mission. There is no way I can go through this without an oil on my head. This is a symbol. There is oil upon my head. There is an oil upon my head. There is a divine assignment. There is a divine. Tell your neighbor, do not mistake the level of sheriff with God leaving you alone. Say, it is just a season. God prepares you here for your next level and chapter. Say yes. Are you here, somebody? God said, go to a woman, and she's a widow, and she will provide. I have commanded her. It is at this level God will command banks to provide for you. He will command contracts. He never said, I have begged her. Yeah. He never said, I have begged her. God never said, I have begged her. I have commanded her. Whether she lacks it or not, she will provide. It is in this season, whether deals wants or they don't want, whether companies wants to hire you or they don't want to hire you, but heaven has commanded they must hire you. God has commanded provision to you. God has commanded. Somebody shout, I receive it. Roka paraba shanta kadusha. Say, in the name of Jesus. Say, I refuse to give up. Say, I refuse to give up. I am not what people think I am. I will not give my mind to the devil. Imagine, the devil takes advantage. When he sees that you are a sheriff, he now comes and says, you see you are rejected now. Be careful. When he knows you are sheriff, he comes and says, you see now, people don't love you. So I refuse to be intimidated. He begins to whisper to you, say, look, nobody cares about you. In the prophetic ministry, we know God cannot put me at a place without a purpose. God cannot put me at sheriff without what? Why was the whole reason of God hiding him? In the first place, what was the whole reason? This is a man who, when time is due, when he's finished hiding, God will expose him. The comeback of Elijah from hiding was more deadly than his first appearance. I'm telling you, the comeback of Elijah was more deadly than his what? His first appearance. Say, my comeback will shake the nations. No, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Say, my comeback will shake the nations. God told me, he said, son, I'll put you into hiding. Do you hear me? God said, I'll put you into what? He said, I'll put you into hiding. I said, ah. He said, I'll hide you. The comeback of Elijah. When Elijah came back, the first appearance, the king sent soldiers to say, you are being invited to the palace. Just his first appearance, the king wanted him for peace talk, but it was too late. He said, Elijah, the king wants you to come for dinner. He said, who? He said, what did you say, man of God? He said, today you are calling me man of God. All this time around you are calling me fake. And you want to call me man of God? He said, if I be a man of God, let fire come from heaven and consume you. And the Bible says fire came from heaven and consumed them. When the king heard about it, he said, oh, this time around, for him to know I'm serious, I will send my generals, 50 generals, to go and plead with him for peace talk. They now sent people. Again, all those generals were consumed. Do you understand? His departure from heaven was announced. Everybody knew chariots were coming to pick Elijah. His end was not small. Am I talking to somebody here? Tell your neighbor, my end is not small. Say, it will be announced. Say, everybody will know about it. Everyone will know about my glory. Everyone will know about my victory. Everybody will know about my destiny. When God is doing things, never think it's just happening. Listen to me. Most of you are aware of all the things I've been through, one after another, and you have never seen me stressing, not even a single day. Not even, at least, even 1 minute. There's no single day where people came to encourage me. Say, Papa, we have come to encourage you. It will be okay. You come in my problems, you get actually it's you who gets encouraged. It's you who gets a lesson. When you come closer to me, it is actually like, Papa is going through a lot. Let me go and encourage my father. So, my father, before I can speak, 1 hour you sit next to me. Papa, you know what? When I was coming here, I came to encourage you, my father, but hey, Papa, you are strong. You know what? I have learned something from you. What? I have learned something from you. I thought you came to teach me. Do you know why? Because I know God will never put me at a place without what? Without a reason and a purpose. I know it. Trust you me. I once said it and I'm saying it again. Even if the whole church can decide we are leaving, I'll be strong. And until the time of being alone is what? And God will restore me again. There must be a reason God would put me in that particular position. There must be a reason. It is not just something like, why? Why am I passing through this? I'm passing through a lot. No. Tell your neighbor, no. So there's a divine appointment coming to you. No, your neighbor is not hearing properly. Say, there's a divine appointment coming. Tell them again. Say, there's a divine appointment coming. But I sense some of you are not even understanding what I'm talking about. That this message actually belongs to some of you. This message is talking to deeply into your spirit. It is very important to take up action. But I want you to pray, and I want you to see around what you've been going through, what you have been passing through, and really to say, wow, I think this message is talking to me. And if God right this minute wants to shift everything about me, I receive that shifting. And if there is a thing that God wants to happen, may that thing happen now. And I pray that every brook that has dried in my life, God will command another thing to come and provide for me. It doesn't matter whether the brook has dried up. The God whom I serve is able to command another person, to command another opportunity to come and provide for me. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, I pray to my Father that you command another opportunity, that you command another door right now. Come to supply unto my life. Begin to pray again. Clap your hands and make a prayer. Pray in the name of Jesus.